Archers, attack! Keep firing! Let none escape! Another down! Do not relent!
Season 4 has arrived. We're digging deep, and I'm still Blundokind. I'm Slide Whistle.
It's your boy, Immunization. Hello.
And it's me. Well, one, grip it and rip it. I wish I could grip it and rip it with you, but apparently I did so on both of my beers last night. I said, ooh, I'm going to get myself some tall boys for tonight's festivities. Went to the fridge. I have two pre-opened tall boys, one about 40% remaining, the other maybe 80% remaining. I was like,
Well, my question is, like, why did you open both of them and not, like, finish one in particular? Are they different flavors?
You know what? No. I wish I knew. Apparently, I was so lost in the sauce. I was just watching Netflix, and I remember being like, ugh, can't finish this one. I'll save the rest of it and the other one for tomorrow. But apparently, somewhere along the line, I was like, nah, gotta sneak a peek real quick.
You just wanted that sweet, refreshing crack of a cold can. What's like the sweet, refreshing crack of season 4 and people playing, wow, the guild is alive?
Yes. Also, I forgot to say, I'm Aaron, Fire Magic Extraordinaire and Horde Punching Crack.
Yeah, you also got lost in the sauce of this intro.
Wait, what flavor tall boys are they? Back to the tall boys.
People are back, but fuck that. The Lil one is a big-hearted IPA, 9.5%. And the larger one is a hazy-hearted IPA, 7.5%.
Oh, maybe you just hated the flavor of the other one. Much like one of our guilds hated the flavor of our guild and left, and everybody was asking about them at raid.
We actually made it a farther, like, we made it farther along with people obviously seeing he's not there before someone was like, what's going on? Taking a little break? And it's like, no, he hates us.
Yeah, I mean, like, I am proud of our prog so far on this first week. It just is a little annoying to me that we won't now see Vault of Incarnates until, like, what, 3 weeks from now after we get the full rotation? So, like, we only made it 5 out of 8 heroic. I feel like if we had, like, a few more pulls, we might have gotten Dathia down as well. But now I'm like, I have to pug Razageth and attempt it on LFR probably too. I mean, like, I'm back on that grind of needing this Raz bow, so fuck me, I guess.
So yes, the big thing that has been happening for season 4 are faded raids have returned. Although, so last time they were here in Shadowlands, there was a bunch of silly little power-ups. What happened with those?
Yeah, so we knew that there was no testing done, like, publicly about these raids. So I think everyone just assumed that we would have some kind of, like, faded type affixes like we did in Shadowlands Season 4. But we don't. So I guess the Awakened raid is just the fact that we're doing them again. A little lame, but I'm just glad that, like, our guild is, like, alive again, I guess.
There's a lot of stuff to do, but we definitely had a lot of ring rust to shake off. I mean, people's eye levels aren't the highest. Even though, like, it's raining gear in season 4, right? The note says season 2, and it keeps confusing me whenever I look at the Google Doc. I'm like, season 2?
Yeah, they just raised the eye level of all items to even the point that it's just like, kill 10 guys for the world quest.
Level 504 gear.
Like, everything has been boosted.
Yeah, so everything's given fucking hella shit. The hunt was given gear. Dragonbane's Keep was given gear. You get gear from Zerla Caverns.
Bugged-ass gear, though. So we'll get to that in a second. But I guess one of the big things about this Awakened season is that I think we said this on our Discord or somewhere, maybe just to each other. That, like, now the weekly activity, what the fuck is it called? It's so lame. Did they just call it the weekly Awakened activity?
Yes. It's, I don't know if that's its official name, but upon completion, you will get the buff weekly reward completed or something like that. It's like, come on, man.
Give us the funny money bucks name. We give call it, like, the what's the tier token called? Omni Rocket Launcher Bedazzler or something?
Well, I mean, like, the weekly didn't have a name before, right? It was just, like, your weekly quest, and Anyways.
It had a name, but it was like exploring the Dragon Isles or something like that. Also, now it's called like Dragonflight Last Hurrah. There's something called like Reining It In Dragonflight, a weekly that happens. And it's like, that makes me sad, even though that's the truth. It's like, pack up your bags. We're moving.
Well, I think it's because like this first week, the weekly activity is the last hurrah of the Dragon Isles, because the raid is the Vault of the Incarnate Season 1 when we just had the Dragon Isles. And then I assume next week's will be... Fuck, they're gonna fucking have us do Researchers Under Fire next week, aren't they?
Maybe it'll just be a Mewit hunt. Those are somewhat fun.
Oh, no. Well, based on this week, they're gonna have us do both, probably.
Is there a third activity they could have us do?
I'm thinking about it, because what else was down there?
Oh, it's gonna be the fucking... You know what it's gonna be. It's gonna be the assault. Fire assault.
That's true. That did show up around that time.
Yeah, and then during the third week, well, the third week is just super blooms, right? Unless they're, like, how does Forbidden Reach fit into all this? I don't know.
I hope it doesn't. It better fucking not fit into this. I don't need to do anything over there. I'm done. Don't send me back there or I'll quit.
Do not invoke its name.
I imagine the third week we'll do a super bloom, plant 10 trees, and I don't even know. Yeah, I do a whelp daycare thing.
Something random like that, yeah.
What's that?
So, Slidewistle, how is your Taven grind going?
It's going great. I have not been doing my daily daycare because I got my fucking hands on the Evoker Legendary around Tri 22 last week, right before the fucking patch drop.
The last horse finally makes it in.
The last hurrah, they might say.
It's crazy. I got it, and I was like, let's see all the questing I get to do. It's a really quick quest. It's very fast. It is voice acted, though. I will say it was kind of cool getting some voice acting stuff that nobody else gets to hear. But then he was
Are you dealing with, like, important dragons? Or is it just like, I'm the shaman who knows how to make the thing. You'll never see me after this.
Yeah, it was Nos Dormu. So you could say it's pretty important. He was like, we figured out how to make the wristwatch, the new Apple Dragon Watch. And I was like, okay, let's do it. And he was like, go farm all these mats. And I was like, fuck, I forgot. So I had to fucking go do the raid, the Avarice raid. And I'm like, I have to do it now because no one's going to be doing Avarice raid next week. Like, or the week of the patch. I guess they're going to be doing it, obviously, literally next week when it's the next one in line. But then I had to do, like, a bunch of random stuff. I had to do Firework Assaults. I had to farm a bunch of shit there. But I got it in, like, 12 hours, so it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, my mage helped by picking up random professions, because I guess you just needed to have the profession. You didn't have to, like, be max. Like, I believe, like, all the current ones for the Farrakh Axe, you need to have, like, max level of whatever profession to help. So, like, when I help out with enchanting stuff, I need to be max level for that. So, it's interesting that for the Evoker one, you just had to have it, period.
So, yeah, so I got that, and I put it on, and it was like, congrats, this item is stinky, because... His eye level was like 453, and I was wearing like a 484 staff, and my sim said, don't put that shit on. And I was like, oh, man. So I'm waiting.
So I don't know anyone who's had it before you. What does it physically look like? It's a one-hander. Is it like a glove?
So it's a fist weapon. So it's got like big, long, bony, golden dragon talons sticking out of it. Like on my hand.
Rad. I can appreciate that.
But I can't upgrade it yet because I need a second beef broth bullion because I got my first one. I was running LFR the day that season 4 dropped to try to get it really quick. And because I thought I only needed one. So it took me like 5 LFR bosses before I finally got it. And I went to go get it and it was like, you need 2. Come back next week. And I'm like, no.
Wait, so we can only get one stock per week, but it costs 2 to upgrade anything?
That is correct. I think it's to upgrade everything takes two. I think the transmog ones are one, which I didn't even look at yet because I'm like, don't tempt me with that. I don't have time
yeah,
for
no,
this.
Yeah, no, I knew that I would see something neat and be like, oh, yeah, and then like ruin myself. And I'm a boy. I need these things to do content. So I'm like, do not tempt me, witch.
Ice witch.
Also, I'm bad. Where do they tell you how to get to these things? Because
they don't.
All of these vendors are in the Bronze Enclave, which Valdrakken is a bit, even the parts people go to are a big city. This is some random ass place. And it's like, I think the only
where
time
even is the Bronze Enclave. I don't know that I know.
Like right side of the city, there's like hills and valleys. You go down from the area with the portal to the Emerald Dream. And then it's just like, there's like four buildings over there for RP, but one of them apparently is the Bronze Enclave, which is the other, the third inn in the city. Or I'm sorry, the fourth inn.
Yeah, I don't really understand. I don't know if maybe a guard can mark it on your map for you. I haven't talked to a guard in like 2 years, but they gotta fucking just put a fucking pink exclamation mark that says, "Hey, I'm a vendor. Come here." Even like when we're turning in tier tokens, everyone's like, where do we go for the Immortal guy? Oh, just go off the flight path. There's this rotten, burning house to the right. Talk to the people in there. And I'm like, why isn't that marked?
Yeah. So you go to the bronze guys to spend your stock? Is that what you do?
Go to the bronze guys to spend your beef stock.
The fucking bronze guys. You trying to make a good for sure? You gotta go to the bronze guys.
Down to the bronze.
But you don't want to talk LeBron's. To LeBron. Frowning LeBron picture. LeBron could not find Bronze Enclave for 1 hour. Had to ask friend. But yeah, you go there. There's several vendors. There's a lady that sells you transmog. There's a guy leaning on the wall that sells you actual things. And then the legendary upgrader is like a dragon, like a four-legged draken in there. I was just like, I'm never going to talk to you, guy. I ain't got shit.
There's something else weird. Is it the Omni tier token turn in? Is that also in that same spot? Is it in the bronze? I guess we wouldn't know, but I don't think any of us got any.
I somehow went like all of normal and like our five bosses on heroic without getting a single drop of loot. So, yeah, I have no idea. So y'all have to tell me.
Yeah, it's
the
really
people, and I'm just going to say, I don't know if the game is playing favorites or whatever. The people who had hot games and a game of dice 1 year ago are still going strong.
You know, I wasn't going to say anything, but I noticed that too.
Man.
It's like I wish I could be any of those warlocks because they are constantly getting things. The only reason I won pants on night two is because there was only two people who could wear my pants.
You know what's crazy? Some people were saying that, like, and I didn't realize that. I mean, because, like, I, the vault feels like it was fucking forever ago. I'm like, if you told me this raid was, like, last expansion, I'd believe it at this point. It feels like so long ago. But some people who were in the other raiding group when we were split into two groups said, oh, yeah, we were still split for this raid. And I was like, I just had, like, a mind shock moment where I was just, like, paralyzed without being able to express, like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, yeah, we haven't all raided this together before.
Like, and then I was like, oh, my God, the amount of people who stopped playing WoW because of whatever the fuck was going on in Group 2, there's, like, what, like, 10 or 11 unaccounted for bodies that have not come back since that season, which makes it feel forever ago. We don't have Kata, we don't have Wildy, we don't have June, we don't have that Demon Hunter guy who was old.
I forget his name. Yeah, that's his name.
The guy who had one arm or one leg, the other guy, his friend.
Yeah, he's also the one that I got into an argument with about, like, Trump or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's WoW. There's a lot of people, even like, okay, Nuss was also being a little feisty. He was whispering me about like evoker damage during raid, but he was like, I was telling him how to do the rotation, and he was like, I don't even want to play an evoker right now. I wanted to bring something else.
you couldn't have brought like literally anything else. You put in the work. I don't know.
As I level wasn't ready.
I, I would have been like, while you guys are doing that, I'm going to power level, because it's, I mean, it should be easy to get up to snuff now. They're giving things out instead of being like, I hate this guy. I hate this lizard.
You know, I was having some really weird luck with the various drops, like the cooking drop and the Dragon Brains Keep drop and the World Boss drop. I got like 5 one-handers, and I'm sitting here with my legendary ready to be upgraded next week. That's going to be my one-hander. And I'm like, all these drops that I got, they're literally useless because I have my best in slot already. So I'm like, what the fuck do I do with all these fucking one-handers?
It feels weird to me that I have long since tuned out what your legendary's name is. The beacon of the future. It's interesting to me that it doesn't do a Skull of the Menary thing and be like, or like a Fire Sword thing where it's like, the legendary is the thing you hold, but also included is another thing you hold. It seems weird for this specific reason to be like, ha, I hope you invested in the magic bag that you were supposed to throw out 2 months ago.
It's actually,
because you're going to need it.
You're right. That is super weird. I mean, I guess I haven't seen it in action, so I don't know if it does something cool. But in terms of legendaries, it doesn't really feel that legendary. Like, give me some cool golden wings or turn my like snout into a golden snout. I don't know, something.
Okay, so I could be incorrect, but I believe Legionnaire, who is on his Evoker Healing, right? He has a legendary, yeah?
Yes, he does.
I believe I saw some kind of golden thing floating beside him. I don't know if that is just potentially a healing Evoker thing. Like, that might just be, like, his spec. But, or it might be the legendary. Who knows?
So, the legendary...
Did it look like a spaceship?
Yeah, it looked like a spaceship.
Oh, well, that might be the Shadowlands thing. That's an offhand.
Yeah, maybe he was transmogging that with it. But I do know that what the legendary does is it drops an orb. I haven't looked into it because I haven't used it yet. It drops an orb that anybody can grab, and it gives them a huge stat boost. You can also, the person who has it can also grab it. So I thought it was always just for my allies. I didn't know I could even use it until I got my hands on it. So I guess we'll find out soon enough next week.
Oh, so I'll need to like start standing by you to gobble this orb up.
Nobody better fucking get near me. Don't fucking even think about it. That's my orb though. Up.
And speaking of getting up, the changes they made to Mythic, that's no joke.
Oh my
Your boy
God.
Was getting laid the fuck out by +3s.
Oh, so like I was with Honors and Persephone, and we three of us as 3 DPS tried to pug some like +2s, literally just trying to join +2s. We had like 2 or 3 groups fall apart because like either the healer couldn't keep the tank up, the tank wasn't doing something, all of us were just taking a shit ton of damage. These 2s were rolling over us.
It's crazy. I had to leave a 2. I had to leave a 2 because the group just wasn't getting it. It was Notharis. The elephant killed the healer. It killed the other 2 DPS. It was just me and the Demon Hunter tank, and we were dancing with the elephant flames while I'm healing both of us. Well, he can heal himself, but I'm still healing him in case. For like 7 minutes, and we killed the elephant, and I'm like, the rest of this run's gonna be bad. And we had like 29 deaths by the time we're at the second boss, and I was like, guys, I'm sorry, but raid is starting. I can't continue in this too. I thought it'd be quick.
Yeah, I mean, like, I assume it's the fact that, like, we are the lowest eye level we will be, and it's dungeons we haven't seen in a while, and they just scaled everything to be harder, right? So, like, a 2 is what we were accustomed to, like, say, like, a 12 being, right?
Mm-hmm.
It definitely feels like that. So, you know, because, like, in the first week of the season, we wouldn't be doing 12s. We would probably start, like, a little lower than that, so.
Which I'm glad that it was... I'm glad that it was a universal experience, because you guys were talking in chat like, ooh, these are a little tough. Might have to start with some 4s and 5s. Meanwhile, I was getting dusted and busted by, yeah, like a +2. And I was like, ooh, have I fallen that much behind?
Oh, it's stuff hurts. And then I think a lot of it, too, is players who are either new or, you know, just aren't aware that these changes took place. And they're like,
Oh yeah, it's time for me to do my daily plus two and eat my bowl of cereal and watch a TV show while I breeze through this easy dungeon. And they're like, oh god, what is happening? Why is everyone dying?
Yeah, so I feel like some people were exposed this week. I think like we just had some like bad pugs, but then also I just feel like it's been a while since I felt like I need to be on my A game during a plus two. So I feel like everyone experienced that this week.
I've been doing M0s. I was at work. I was doing some today on my lunch break, and I was barely making those out of there in time. So those are definitely worth it, though. They're dropping 493s that you can obviously upgrade. So I'm like, oh my god, let me get some. I didn't get any drops, but you know, one day I will, hopefully.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth it to do like the Mythic Zero World Tour. And honestly, depending on what your eye level is, like just doing heroic dungeons probably might be worth it too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So the time walking, the quest this week is to do five time walkers, which was bugged for people who did it bright and early. They were getting like boo-boo doo-doo item level chest stuff, which WoW actually retroactively fixed. So if you're somebody who rage quit when you got a eye level 330 piece, come back. You have a better chest waiting for you in your bags. They give you another chance at rolling something.
Oh, I wondered. Yeah, like, or was it just like your green shoes are now purple? But no, they just gave you another random chance to get something. Because I did the world boss and I got 350 shoes, and I'm like, I thought these were supposed to be better.
You know, I think a lot of the world content is still bugged because I had the same fucking thing happen to me with the Grand Hunt yesterday. I don't know what y'all have been experiencing, but like sometimes like on these world events, so like you get a piece of gear when you finish it, and then now they give you this new like season 4 chest that you can open as well. I don't know which one's supposed to be like season 4 gear, probably the chest, right?
Yeah, the storm chest. Although I will say I did cooking today at my paladin. My paladin's coming back, and I got a eye level 489 piece, and then I got a chest which also had a 489 inside of it. So I think it's supposed to be giving you both.
Well, that's just not fucking fair then, because my fucking stupid ass Grand Hunt gave me two pieces in the chest and outside of the chest that were both like fucking 340 eye level or something stupid like that. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this blizzard, huh? Huh?
That's a cool 97 gold.
Yeah, classic first day of the season stuff, I guess.
My favorite thing that I haven't seen reported on WoWhead or MMOChamp was World Quest. Randomly, their eye level reverted to season one levels, which they were giving like, I think 460 before, like at day of the patch, and then like on the first like reset or whatever, after like 12 hours, they were like 349, 343.
Yeah, no, like I said, 350 shoes, green shoes from killing the boss in Forgotten Future, and I was like, huh? I haven't seen a green in years.
It's so bizarre. So like, I'm assuming there's a lot of shit that's just going breaking as usual. Hopefully they get it all rounded up and fixed, because like they are not going to retroactively give people that gear back, and that sucks, because like that chest, that's a very important gearing item. So get fucked, I guess.
This is neither here nor there, and I don't really want to get into it because there's too much to talk about, but they released a list of new talents that Fire Mage will get. And we're getting some bomb-ass names here. Mark of the Fire Lord. Majesty of the Phoenix. The Phoenix Reborn. Fervent Flickering. Lit Fuse. And of course, my favorite, Explosivo.
Randomly, we're like dipping into other languages here.
Or like a Tenacious D reference. Like, okay. I guess I'm glad that, you know what, because no one looks at the names of these things, I'm glad they're willing to have fun with them. It's also very funny because I know the only thing I'll get into is they're like, Fire Mage needs more AoE because like its only one was Flame Pillar. And so their big excuse now, or their big solution, is just, I don't know, you living bomb a guy sometimes. It's like, yeah, okay. I love AoE that I don't actually have to hit a button. Like, I did not use Flame Strike or Flame Pillar much, but now I don't need to, because just, if I do my thing, I don't know, randomly stuff will tick over. And you'll get hit with Explosivo!
Explosivo.
You gotta hit him with the explosivo.
Excusivo.
Strangely, trans ally, repugnant person everywhere else.
I saw that. I was very, very proud of my Overwatch boy. Not mine, but a man I knew in Overwatch. War within.
I once cheered for him. He was on the Outlaws and like the OG. I once cheered for him.
Yeah.
He didn't have the big juicy booty, so you know maybe if he did, things would be different.
It was no Jake.
I don't think Jake had the booty either. I forgot.
I think Rawkus was the one with the booty.
Rawkus had the booty. Cheeks. Yep.
They'd cut to the team, and boy, would be a solid 5 inches higher, taller than everyone else on the team.
Because of his BBL.
You know, he was always such a nice guy. Even when they lost, when he was walking away, he would clap for the other team.
Trying to think of what else I've been doing in... I've really just been trying to get in the dungeons in Season 4. Just trying to get fucking gear. Like, the gear is just not dropping, I say as I got 2 raid drops to immune 0.
Yeah, no, he had the audacity to turn to me and I'm like, oh my god, he was complaining about his roles, and he's like, I don't think this could get any worse. And I'm like, excuse me? There are like 3 bosses in a row where nothing dropped that I could even roll on. Not even like... off spec or for Mog. It's just like nothing dropped that I could actually roll on at all.
You're like 12 by levels higher than me, so you don't even need drops. I need drops.
No, I mean,
this is neither here nor there, but did you see my good friend Persephone rolled into the raid carrying her precious Razagath bow?
I did notice it, and she also rolled into the raid like with a low eye level and then scooped up all of the gear that I was unable to successfully get. So I'm like,
hey. Gandalin screwed up a lot of the male stuff, and then when I got my first drop, or my second drop, I got the egg staff from Diurna. He had the nerve to whisper me and be like, didn't you get the legendary? And I'm like, I can't use it yet. It's not upgradable, and I have no offhand.
Okay, sorry, everyone. I'm going to look you right in your auditory eyeballs here. That is crumb bummery. Like, Bai has existed for forever. Anaconda Ghost? That boy has a slash plate of 12 minutes.
My anaconda ghost.
Get your crumb bum ass. You got to earn these things.
I do love that name. It's a really good name. But I was like, this is my second drop. And the other one was a cape. It's a cape, which is the second worst thing you could get next to getting nothing.
could this get any worse? And I'm just like,
Shut the fuck up. You were 489 or something already.
You know what? I left at 489 as well.
Yeah. I'm like four. I was 477. I left at 481. However, I did take those crests and I upgraded my crafted gear. Do not forget, gamers. Upgrade your crafted gear with your crests first. Do that.
Oh, so, you know, I was wondering, like, how I... Well, I'm a priest who's an enchanter. I was like, oh, how am I going to get these new recipes for the, I believe they now are called awakened crests for upgrading your gear. I'm like, I wonder how I get those recipes. And then I finished my weekly awakened activity and I opened my weekly awakened activity chest. And within there, it gave me the recipe. I was like, oh, cool. I hope, was this just good luck? I mean, if it was, neat.
Oh, wow. I'm hoping that would just give it to you if you needed it, because that'd be really shitty to be tied to, like, a weekly activity chance. But hey, there you go. That was your drop. See, you got something.
I mean, I've made 2K off of it so far because somebody needed one made.
2K?
2K. Some motherfucker asked me to make him some PvP shoes, which, by the way, the recipe you have to buy off the auction house. It doesn't fall into your lap. I bought it for, like, 20K. And he was like, how much? And I was like, 5K. And he was like... No. How about 1K? Get the fuck out of here. With taxes, I'm getting like 800 out of that. 800 gold. Fuck you. Tip your crafters. The bronze.
Tip LeBron's.
I wonder what... This is now an observation. A DNR thought, if you will. I wonder how the crafted materials game is on the EU servers. Because those dirty motherfuckers don't tip, apparently, when they're at restaurants.
Oh,
do you think it's even an option for their crafted tables? Or do you think it's like, what a fantasy! A tip? You are already doing your job!
Well, you see, on the EU servers, they don't need to work for tips because they just have, all the crafters just have a baseline salary.
Oh, that makes sense.
Boo, boo. I don't like you turned it around and made fun of us, the grand old United States of America. I was piling on the funnies over here, and now you made me sad.
Yeah, well, you know what they don't got? Oh, wait. No, they also have two back-to-back victories in World War in the wars, don't they? Because then they were at our...
Because they were mostly fighting it when we joined up.
Oh, gosh.
The fact that we have a World War I victory is so fucking funny to me because we did it in, like, 4 months.
You showed up. Hey, what's up? Let's end this bitch.
Well, you know what they don't have in the EU or on the EU servers, though?
What?
Growlina!
Welcome to season 4, folks. Or should I say, season snore? Just kidding. I'm actually quite excited for it. As is my belabored friend, Marking. Mark, what's got you so glum, chum?
I kinda tuned out from WoW for a bit, but came back for the new season. I just had to leave a 4 after we wiped something like 30 times. I don't remember these things being that hard, lol. I was clearing 11s and 12s just a few months ago.
Yes. I've seen this before. Perhaps the answer comes from deep within you, Mark. Have you ever thought about coming to terms with being mid? Me? I'm not mid. Look at this.
Cutting edge, Amyrdrasil, the dream's hope.
I am not mid. I own this game.
I don't know what to tell you, Mark. Time makes fools of us all. One day we're riding high, the next we're shot down in May.
Are you doing Sinatra lyrics at me?
I don't know who that is, and I don't know how this interview's gonna end. So, I'm just gonna send this bad boy away and sneak some finger sandwiches from the production crafts table. See you all again soon.
Thank you, Growlina. What an adventurous report. Ooh, hopefully you actually did your job this time.
Yeah, what are the people out there talking about? We'll find out when I listen to this back, like I always do, every week.
Stop lying. You're a liar.
You don't have to pretend. I long since came to terms with it. I want to talk about this breakthrough in peripheral neuropathy relief. Watch now. Did you watch the many potato veins go through this man's foot?
Oh, I did. We got some host chat viral images going up, which you can see at donotrelent.com by joining our Discord. But you can't see because you're not in the host chat, suckers.
You can be in the spot where it was posted, but you're not allowed in. No.
Just like you can't be in the spot where the WoW Companion app used to be because it's going away again.
Yeah, so they announced that it is being removed come War Within expansion drop. And I like posted to our Discord, I'm like, y'all, didn't they already get rid of this? I thought it like just came back. I'm like, am I having deja vu here or did I misremember that? But no, it was gone before, right?
Yes, they removed it and then it came back. She asked me what expansion it came back and I couldn't tell you. It's pretty recent though. Like maybe end of Shadowlands they brought it back, maybe beginning of Dragonflight. The auction house was like the last thing they brought back to it. I think it suffered from people who didn't know it was back. They didn't get the word out enough that it came back after deleting it the first time. And so they're like, well, no one's using this shit. Why are we dedicating server space to this? Which is kind of crazy because, like, I would like to log on and I have tunes and some guilds. And sometimes I like to just log on to the WoW Companion app while I'm at work and read random guild chats. It's kind of fun.
Well, it's a good thing that you remembered at least one aspect of it because it is the focus of this week's Time Warp.
Whoa! Time Warp? What is that?
Huh? Yeah, where the fuck are we?
The kids demanded silly games for silly prizes, and I'm here to give it to them. Time Warp for everyone, because no one remembers what this was. I will give these boys 40 seconds, that's the time of the Time Warp spell in the World of Warcraft, to answer my trivia question. Give me as many answers as possible. And I'm going to ask the two of you. No one loved this app. It was the rotten redheaded stepchild of your phone. What were the many features that the World of Warcraft companion app could do? Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go!
Guild chat, as Sly just said. I believe you could also, like, see the what world quests are in, like, different zones or something
like
that.
Yeah, you can see world quests. You can see the major factions.
Auction house,
events.
I guess.
You see events. Oh, you can definitely see communities. That's how I was looking around at my stuff. The Fireman Jet Push Up Social Club, one of the communities I'm in. Was there more? News?
I mean, like,
there was news, I think.
Back in the day, I think you could do table missions on it, maybe.
You could do table missions, actually. You could do Warlords of Missions. Oh, there were settings. You could check your settings. You could change your characters.
Oh, time. And you never fucking believe it, but Slide Whistle squeaks in a win with settings. There were, in fact, notification settings.
we'll tell us all of the things that you can do on this app before it goes away, but it, like, so the listeners
well, girl,
can experience
I don't know.
It.
I don't know. You guys, so I will say, you guys literally did everything. It was 3-3, and I was like, no, I don't have a follower. Please, Jesus, give me an out. And then Slide Whistle said, there's settings. I was like, there are, in fact, settings. He wins. Goodbye.
Okay, well, fair enough. I am going to finish my rum drink and call it a day here.
Rum.
It really does stink, because, yeah, you used to be able to do auction house, you used to be able to do table missions, and I'm pretty sure this last iteration, you couldn't do either of those.
No, you can do both of those.
You can? Well, there you go. I never used it, so I will not miss it.
You just can't, sell auction houses listings, but you can buy listings. You could buy your Medallion of the Legion to crush.
Oh, but I am back after crushing the rest of my drink, and I have a White Claw, so here we are.
Woo! So I feel like we are now at a crossroads. It is the Yu-Gi-Oh card, where you go into the light land or you go into the scary dark place. Which major revelation do we want to talk about? The fact that Panda Running is coming up soon, or the fact that BlizzCon is coming up never?
Okay, well, not never. Let's start with the bad news. So earlier today, because Ian always has our back by providing us with something to talk about on recording day, they announced that this year we are not getting a BlizzCon. But in this blue post, they also specifically said that they do want to do a BlizzCon again. So, I mean, I guess we all kind of assumed that with, like, the Microsoft acquisition, we weren't going... Well, if we were really negative, we kind of assumed that BlizzCon was dead, like, forever, right?
Yeah, because of the buyout from Microsoft, I did not really think it was going to happen this year, only because the buyout, they're going to want to minimize their costs for buying out a company, which they spent a fuck ton of money on, so bleeding money at BlizzCon does not help their case. But also, what are they going to fucking announce? They already dropped all the expansions that are coming for the next 3 times at the last BlizzCon. Overwatch and Diablo ain't got shit going on. Were they going to have a new hero be the announcement pop up? Like, there's
it's
no
very
way.
Funny as I'm reading the article that's like, with plenty of new content coming to Overwatch and Diablo. It's like, yeah, no. Yeah, no one cares for that business.
Well, because the new content that's coming for Diablo, they already announced that expansion at the BlizzCon that we were just at. So, like, and like, they announced, yeah, as Slide said, the next 3 expansions. So does that mean that we're not, for WoW, that is, does that mean we're not going to have another BlizzCon until after those are over? I mean, like, that is potentially another 4 years?
I mean, maybe they have something secret in the pipeline. I really think that when they do BlizzCon, they want to come, they've also said this before, they want to come to the table with things to announce. And if they don't have anything to announce, people online are going to be like, why would you go to that BlizzCon? They had nothing to offer. And then people wouldn't buy tickets, and they wouldn't go, and then they wouldn't come again next year. So they're doing that thing where they can't miss you if you don't go away. They're going to pull it away, and it's going to be gone. People are going to be like, oh, I wish we had BlizzCon again, and they're going to bring it back, and then people are going to sell out. That's probably the plan. I'm guessing maybe an off-again, on-again year. Maybe 2 years, they'll start that process.
Yeah, because we really don't 100% know what the speed of Midnight and Last Titan will come out. I mean, I assume it's going to continue to be about a 2-year cycle. What do you guys think?
Wouldn't they say it was going to be... Wait, what did they say? They said it was going to be faster, right? No, is that what they said?
Well, they said it in a weird way. I don't, like... They said, like, 3 expansions over around 6 years. I'm like, so that's 2 years per?
I thought it was
I don't know if they specifically said that it would be a quicker execution and more just, like, you'd be more in the know. Like, things would directly funnel into it quicker, maybe, like, 1.5 years.
Yeah, I think it was more so, like, 1.5 years that they were going to be, like, they're going to come out faster because we're working on them all at the same time, I think was the whole, like, big spiel.
Well, okay, so then maybe we'd get a BlizzCon in 2 or 3 years. Like, so not one in 2024, probably not one in 2025. Maybe we get a 2026 one if we're looking just at WoW stuff, unless there's a new IP that they would want to announce. But they'd probably just do that at the same time as when they have a big WoW news as well or something.
Well, I could see them announcing the new WoW expansion at the end of Midnight. Like, we go through Midnight, we get maybe halfway through it at the end of Midnight, and then they're like, okay, we have the what's coming after the last one. Like, I can see them do something like that, but also, like, some time to do other games. They might have something cooking, but it's not all about, based on all around WoW. They've had expansions where WoW wasn't even the main, or they had the BlizzCons where WoW wasn't the main header of the show. So if they get something else under their feet, some other game, they're going to bring it forth before that.
I'm calling it now. I don't know. So 2024 will not exist. 2025 will feature very little WoW content. It will be BAM, either our retooled version of roguelike, like crunchy game, or, and I'm holding out hope, StarCraft 3. I feel like StarCraft, and I know not to be a Papa Cheese here, but like, it's due. The people want it. But I feel like by 2026, that could be the front runner. We could have a technologically advanced, we needed to save up for 2 years, StarCraft
BlizzCon. Is this a long con of your BlizzCon joke?
No, because that was StarCraft 4. That was StarCraft 4.
It was 4.
And that was the joke I was going to say, is how dare Blizzard? Because I told that Eastern European man that I would meet him again at that party the next year and talk about StarCraft 5. And he was like, ha ha ha, have a fun day. I hope you're not too sick tomorrow. How are
He's
they
like,
going to
get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, it's like, you're far too drunk. I'm not even a BlizzCon attendant. I'm just a guy in the lobby.
Good. This is like hotel security you were talking to.
Except they weren't very secure because they let me take that rainbow shot at the end of the night, and then I woke up with my big swollen uvula. Thanks. You didn't keep this BlizzCon attendee safe. But I'll be safe and sound in the world of Pandaria, because that's coming sooner than you might anticipate.
Way fucking sooner. What are you doing, Blizzard? People are gonna not be raiding because they're gonna be in Pandaria, and people might be me.
Well, so here's the thing. So they announced that patch 10.2.7 is coming out on May 7th, so the Dark Heart patch. And then a week after that, on May 16th, we are getting Pandaria Time Running, which is exactly after we complete the full cycle of these Awakened raids, right?
Yeah, it's like right at the end of it.
So, like, we will have done them each once, and then after that, then Pandaria Time Running is out. But I think we're gonna have to do them I know we're gonna have to do them one full more cycle, because we didn't finish Vault on Heroic here, so you know, we will be going back. I mean, and I think people can split their time. I mean, I don't think Dark Heart itself in WoW Yum will be too time consuming. So outside of people wanting to like do keys and gear up that way, I don't think that there's a whole lot more outside of our raid in WoW Yum for them to do anyways.
Or even in MoP Remix, you figure a lot of these people actually did MoP or are Lin and refused to play MoP. So for us, there's a big appeal. Like, I'm going to spend all my days in MoP. It's like it's because I've never been here. But you figure for our older guard, they're like, yep, I remember that. TED. And then they move on and they like exist exclusively in raid logging and young.
I don't know, because it's going to have raiding itself. So that has to be organized and scheduled. I mean, we'll see. I'm kind of peeved about the 1 week and WoW Yum raid rotation. I think it's stupid, and I think they changed it back because they decided they were going to launch Pandaria earlier than they intended last time. Because, like, once they announced that it was going back from 2 weeks to 1 week, very shortly after, we got the news that it was coming this soon.
I also just feel like they really were not giving Season 4 a whole lot of time to breathe here on its own, which, I mean, I guess in some ways is fine. I think they are doing this to cater more so to the PvE, not necessarily with, like, a big rating, like, or guild community. Like, they're catering to people like that, potentially, so, like, it gives, like, everyone something to do, you know?
Yeah, you figure a casual person who is not logging in to really, like, pump iron, like, someone who does not do mythics and does not do raid, which is, like, 40% of the audience, what did they get this Tuesday? Like, nothing? Like, the world quests give better gear now? So this is now the thing that they'll do is like, oh boy, in 3 weeks, our Christmas will come. It's just a shame that we are in the mid-ground.
Yeah,
where
I was
like,
going to say.
We
like,
want to push while also living in Pandaria.
Yeah, exactly. As we have just recently established, we are the mid-core audience here. So like, we want to do it all. And I'm like, dang, I'm going to be really busy here.
I'm kind of hoping what we just had to do. So like, we're currently not raiding with anybody else. Dogs with Jobs seems I don't want to raid with them, Ron, if I'm being honest. Sorry for listening. Fuck you, Ming. But then also you have like the rapper. They're dead. I would like to raid with them, but I don't think they have interest in playing right now. So we do have open Wednesday, Thursday, which means maybe the guild will decide to do Pandaria raids on some other days of the week, and then we'd be open to do those.
You know, I kind of envision our guild doing Awaken Raid until we get all of it done on Heroic, and then just converting, depending on, like, the interest in mop time running. If we have enough people that have leveled up to max level there, then I think we will try to form a team to raid there. I do think that that's probably what we're going to try to do, but only after we get WoW Yum Heroic run out of the way and Awaken.
So I'm out of the loop. This Faded Raid, we don't get a mount. Do we get something for doing it all in Heroic?
We get a mount.
Or just for fun? We do?
Yeah, we get your favorite. We get the recolor of the Ardenwild Fox. It's the neon, the hyper neon,
oh,
hyper pop.
you know what? But it's not my favorite.
I love it.
I don't want anyone. Well, that's what I was about to say. I don't want anyone thinking that I love this thing, but I am much more tolerant of it than other people.
Some folks really hate it, and I'm like, chill the fuck out.
It's the worm one. It's the dragon mount, right? It's going to scratch the back of its head.
Can they just? Yeah, can they just? Yeah. All they have to do, really, in reality, Ian. Oh, I don't hear him. Just fucking make it so it doesn't scratch the back of its head. Make every other mount not do that. How hard could that be?
They went back and fixed unicorns. You can make a different model set for specifically the Neverending Story dragon. There's six of them now. Just make a different model. You're good.
Not every mount needs an idle animation that scratches its head with its foot. Like, just, it's fine if it doesn't do anything. Who cares?
Hey guys, hear me out. Instead of scratching its head, maybe when it's idling, it should bounce its boobs up and down.
Now that would be a good one.
Maybe instead of scratching its head, it should wring its hands. Oh jeez. Oh, I don't know.
I'm coming. Come
Tuesday. Oh, I'm gonna go.
It should just shake its fist and be like, why I oughta.
Why I wanna? You press spacebar and it does the hands out in front of it. Put them up. Okay, this isn't funny. Who's been sneaking in late to put in the Three Stooges animations and all the mounts?
Oh, I'll be Shemp.
Patch 10.2.8. All of the golems do the like they do the like
the eye pokes.
Put the yeah.
They put their the hand up pokes. To block the. They make it feel a little better.
I was doing it in real life. But I was like, how do I explain this?
Also, things to explain. So Heritage Armor will be available in MOP Remix Time Running. So you'll be able to get Heritage Armor by speed leveling through the 300% speed boost, or a leveling boost.
Yeah, so Aaron, I thought about you during this one, because you...
Thank you.
You really went all out to do all this. I mean, like, it was during a time when, like, we didn't really have much to do, so, like, kudos to you. Kudos to you, Mama, for spilling. But, like,
Thank you. As a straight white man, I don't know how to take that one, but thanks.
No, I'm just a little drunk, sorry. But, like, like, I feel like my laziness paid off here.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking... Mechagon, the Mechagon Warrior, is finally gonna have his day in the sun.
Let it be known, I'm up here with all of these nasty crumb bumps who are upset that, like, their Tusks of Manoroth and their black polar dragons are up for the casual audience now. These people didn't have the gumption to just sit there and waste dozens of hours on multiple characters. But also, good. Earning it the old-fashioned way is nothing.
Yeah, we've all been through this.
It's a zero-thought process to get your troll from 0 to 70. Who cares?
My fucking 127-hour Pound Fist camp. Fucking, now anyone can get Pound Fist. Good. Fucking go get Pound Fist. That was awful.
Oh, also something, right, I believe we suggested this here, so... Ian must have been listening from the vents or something. They are adding... Exactly.
Oh, he came back specifically for that statement. When are you going to throw another party for us, Ian? I was very nice and didn't grab you last time I saw you. I easily could have. I could have snaked you out and digged you to the Sombra.
They're going to ban us.
The Sombra soda booth.
You threatened me.
Ian, we didn't even steal your wine glass this time, but you did provide us with 5 additional, like, characters, like, spaces, come Tuesday, come 10.2.7. Because, like, didn't we say that, like, oh, maybe they'd give us some more character spaces for the time running?
Yeah, I think we did.
I don't know.
Yeah, you guys did.
There you go, straight from Ian's luscious lips. Thank you, us.
Yeah, so you'll have a max of 65 character slots in 10.2.7.
This is fantastic news for me as somebody who has 3 WoW accounts to sit on the stupidest one-worded names so I can use them one day. Now I can have 15 more names I can sit on.
Yeah, your dragon horde of names that you're just sitting atop.
Some not even good, but one day maybe I'll use them. I'm looking at you, Cheryl.
Honestly, you have good names, too, that you're just sitting on.
Just you wait until I can sit on. That's the name I'm going to grab.
But speaking of sitting, I'm sitting on the fence. I don't know what the next part
should
be.
I know what it should be. We have some exciting news, actually. Some systems that are coming forward into War Within.
Oh,
they're
boy.
Bringing forward.
Moving forward systems. This is what people come to the 53-minute mark
it is.
For.
Flight stones, catalysts, crests, and embellishments are all coming forward. Every motherfucker complained, you guys don't bring anything forward with the expansions. Well, here it is, bitch. So shut the fuck up, and now you have it.
Wait, so Dragonstones are going forward to...
Dragonstones?
The next expansion?
Well, Flight Stones, but yeah. I mean, I'm sure they'll be called something else.
Earth
but like
Stones.
Okay, that was my question, was like, the dwarves would be like, here are our Flight Stones. We've never flown because we live under the ground.
I mean, honestly.
But we have these.
The thing is, they do, though, because they're like Wildhammer dwarves that raise the, like, storm... ones that we like ride if you got
I
the
guess,
pre-order.
Yeah, and they fly in the big chambers and they look at the sun that's not a sun, it's a big crystal.
So if you, there you go, people, be happy. And now it's time for that was probably audio nightmare.
I can hear it reverberating.
It scared me too. It also woke up Illyria, who was dead ass asleep. She's terrified now.
She fucking has been in the void for forever.
Illyria is officially woke. Famed World of Warcraft pioneer Mark Kern will not appreciate that Illyria is woke now.
Listen up, Kern. It's time for our top 2, bottom boot, medium moot, and I'm gonna go first with a big fat AUGA!
Boo!
I've given up telling you that you can't do this, so fucking do whatever you want, but I will not be AUGA-ing.
Also, it's not now. It's in a couple months, but keep your eyes on a swivel, everyone. Boat day is coming up in a couple months.
Auga! I got the legendary. Auga! Auga!
That's pretty much it. Other than that, if you're still here somehow, do not forget, if you need gear, Black Temple Time Walking Raid, if you can get into a group, is giving fucking hella good gear.
It is. I picked up. I did not get a lot from Unomasa's raid, but Black Temple, I rolled in and got like 3 pieces. It was tasty.
Oh, you actually did it?
I did it, yes. And it was so precious. I grouped with people who didn't know the Illidan fight. And like we wiped. And then I told Cubby Bub, I was like, you know, it's honestly a little refreshing to find people who don't know what to do during Illidan.
Honestly, like, I see it.
People who are so fresh that they never once have gone into Black Temple and been like, what's going on?
I mean,
because
like
here?
we aren't new, but we were new enough that like we've never run Black Temple like current, you
like,
know,
for real.
I mean, I guess we did the Time Walker version of it, I guess. But
I don't remember anything about
it. The Time Walking version is not at all. When I say they didn't know the mechanics, the one mechanic, which is split the two fire ghosts apart from each other, that's the only part that's difficult that they didn't do.
Oh, man.
But I was like, you know what? That's precious that they didn't know the one mechanic for this entire raid.
Yeah, well, you can get potentially 506 eye level gear from that cache if it's nice to you. So what about you, Aaron? Top two, bottom boot, medium boot.
Well, I'm glad that you did give it to me because not only do I have a top toot.
Toot.
But it is very much in the vein of immunization. It's just going to be that we're fucking back, baby. Season 4, it's here. I'm actually trying to do Mythic Plus. I got the achievement, which was just like, hey, do one. But that's better than I did in season 2 and season 3.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like it's going to be a rough start for all of us here, but we're all in this together.
Yes, I feel like with the revamp system, everyone's getting their booties punched, and so I don't feel as bad. Like, we're all starting at 0s through 4s instead of me having to start through 0 through 4, where everyone else is like, yeah, we're going to casually do some +10s after raid, and it's like, ooh. But I am actually going to be focusing my efforts up and trying Mythic Plus, and I'm just excited for this new season, all 3 weeks of it, and then goodbye. I'll be in Pandaria forever.
For real, though.
Is Leo Ren going to show up, you think? Is she going to be there? She has to, right?
She
I think
has
canonically,
to.
She's going to be like have an NPC on the Pandaria starting aisle.
Oh, DNR thought. Do you think Leo Ren even likes pandas? That could have been
the
like
only
her...
panda character she ever just fucked with, and it never made it past that point.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
like
that was
like,
me.
That easily could have been like her 18th character, got off the turtle and was like, whatever, I'm done. I don't care about this one. But in my head, it's like panda extraordinaire Leah Ren. She's right there next to Isa Cloudsinger.
She is Isa.
No, she's in the tier of Pandarans we know. She's above, she's solidly above G-Firepaw, but who isn't?
I wish Leah Ren would message me anytime I accidentally clicked on her.
She might. We gotta ask her.
But immunization, it is your turn to finish this most holy ceremony.
Well, I will finish the story with a top two, baby.
Two, two, two. I was going to say triple toot, but I guess one of them was an awooga.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, it is a top toot because I do not sanction that awooga.
I sanction it.
Fuck. But Aaron already preemptively put me on blast for this, but I'm going to do it anyways. We're so back, baby.
We're back, baby.
We're back.
You know, I just love the feeling of a new season, and I feel like... correct me if I'm wrong here, but is this the roughest start to a first season this deep into expansion we've ever had? Like, it feels hard, and I kind of like the challenge.
It's gotta be.
Well, for keys in particular, I guess the raid not having it fixes is a little bit disappointing, but I am just overall glad that I feel like I have a lot to do. while I still wait for the one last fucking thing I need to get Tave in, because the fishing spot this week was not the correct one again. It's just truly random, so who knows when it's gonna fucking show up. Hopefully soon. Hopefully it's before I have to slink away to Pandaria, but, you know, I am just excited that I have a lot of goals now for just, like, I feel like gearing is one of the things that I like the most about WoW. Like, leveling is fun too, but I feel like gearing a max level character and getting better at the current content is probably my favorite aspect of the game.
And it's such a good gearing expansion. Like, my paladin, he was 424, and now he's got, like, 3 480 pieces. And getting that, like, 60 eye level jump is just like a, it's a crack hit. It's a crack hit.
Aaron, I know that we're, like, 1 hour in here, but did you know that Mr. Slidewhistle has basically decided who he's playing in the War Within?
Well, you know what? And this is special secret Guntometer chat that only the real dedicated fans can get to. You know what? He did say that he was going dwarf theme, which means it is either Namesake, which is a good hardy dwarf, or Bludgeon. Is Bludgeon coming out of retirement after so long?
I think it's my paladin. I also forgot that I've made my paladin a Dark Iron Dwarf. And I'm like,
Wait. Namesake is black?
What did he say?
Well, gray.
He's, yeah, I made him my Dark Iron Dwarf. I had to even check
Is she still Dark Iron?
She's Dark Iron. I had to check Discord, and I did it in like 2022, and everybody, you guys saw it too. So you guys knew it back then, so you also forgot, like I did.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wait, yeah, is this a bug? Did I do?
Do you
this
have
on
any Heartland? Any gold?
No,
Coast
I was
dwarf?
Like, this is weird. I don't have any regular dwarves. It was wrong.
You don't have any good old dwarves.
Any classics? No, I do not, though.
Well, damn. I am shocked, and so are these lovely folks. Command Sergeant Major Trezurla, Ahoy Vince, InSync / Drag Race, Azarin, Digital Dave, asking Growlina to say, for the Horde. Mitch, who wants to remind everyone that Rathian isn't daddy, he's a literal child. Crucifix, Saracen Hawk, Kick Puncher, Dax, Jerome, Adorno.
Hold your fire! This man isn't black!
Losing the patient, Gershi, Super Squirt Day, Kalkus, a tired Void Elf, Huzzah, Johnny's Friday is saved, Wooly, Sidewhistle, Secret Stalker, Teehee, Adam N, Vander Lyle, and Will, aka Tyre, Trade Chat's fallen father. All of these people were so shocked at the fact that you don't have a good old-fashioned dwarf.
Maybe that'll change, who knows, but you can see the conversation where I mentioned I was a Dark Iron Dwarf by searching Dark Iron Dwarf, I think, in our Discord, which you can find at donotrelent.com, which takes you to all of our various beautiful, luscious, exuberant, beautiful titty links. What about you guys? Where can they find you on the internet?
Well, you see, you can find me, Alex, or Immunization, on Twitter at New Era Alex, or on Blue Sky at Immunization.
You can find exactly zero titty links in there, unfortunately. But if you want to see some hot, spicy stuff, find me on Twitter at TheBigAcheesy, or find me streaming at twitch.tv/AaronDNR. There will not be titty pics on either of those either, but haha, tricked ya.
But you can find titty pics, and remember,
another down! Do not relent!
Do Not Relent is a podcast within the 3HNC network, representing U.S. Proudmoore's premier podcasts.
That was a very good wish.
What would you do if you were bending it at the club, getting it freaky style, and then you heard, nice hole? You turned around and it was the Wii Sports announcer.
Raucous.
Fat ass.